Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men on earth. For unto you is born, on this very night, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That was the news, first announced long ago to the shepherds on a hillside outside Bethlehem. The Gospel of Luke tells us that a choir of angels sang, praising God, maybe much like this choir has done, maybe on a night like this very night. At Christmas, we remember the good news that Christ was born. We tell it again because he came, not just to them, but to us. He is our Savior, Christ the Lord. We remember the shepherds because we too have been wakeful, alone. Keeping the night's fear at bay, looking for a Savior. We remember Mary and Joseph because we also have been called to birth the gospel. All around us we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth pangs. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. We're also feeling the birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of ours are yearning for our full deliverance. That's why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what's enlarging us, but the longer we wait, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. We remember the journey of the kings because we have made our own journeys in search of God's promises and presence. We have brought him our gifts, both humble and great.
God is among us. Everything's changed. But how, I ask wondering. People are still oppressed. Sin still wages its great battles in my soul, and evil sometimes seems rampant in the world.
That is why I don't think there are any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reigns it in until both creation and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens.
For unto us a child will be born. Unto us a son will be given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah said it would be good news for the people of God, who for centuries had lived in exile and oppression. And it would be good news for all people, for the Messiah would bring salvation and joy to the whole world. He has arrived. Look at your neighbor. Look at the person next to you. Look in the mirror.
Come now to Nazareth, a town in Galilee where God's angel came to Mary and to a man named Joseph, who was promised to be her husband. Imagine what it was like to hear the news. You've been chosen. God's plan will be accomplished through you. Well, you don't have to imagine it, do you? For you've had your own moment, your own calling, your own invitation to play your part in God's plan. Perhaps like Mary, your response was, "How can this be?" For God often asks us to do what we could never imagine. God's plan will be accomplished through you. All you have to do is say yes. What is God asking of you that seems impossible? In this moment, remember Mary and Joseph who said yes. Ask God for their faith to step out in obedience. This resurrection life you have received from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we're going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with Him.